Begin the current daf, Masech the Bambas, the daf Chavdeis, we're going to have a test, not to begin with the words, the Gemara, can I say from Tarbe Chachma, that the jealousy of the Tamid HaChachamim increases wisdom. Now, but like Zin and the Girsa is not Kamesh Yesh Bersam, like it has in certain texts, like we have it in the parentheses. The Amar Ma'ar, because the Master said, Ezra Tigal on the Yisrael, that Ezra was instituted by the Jewish people, Shiv Meshiv and Sefer, Bitzad Sefer, that you should have one Tamil Chachim in competition with another one. The Halle Chashmel Ibn Rubin is not considered in Baba Kamad Pei Bezim and Avga, but Ezra Takon, the Shatikon with the 10 Takonis that Ezra was Masakins. Obviously, it's not a true Girsa. Next time, it's not in the words of the Gemara, Ma'alma Asul Amal Ezavim, that by the day of the Shuk, people are coming from all over and they're selling to everyone, and therefore that's not going to affect the local economy. And therefore, other people could get involved then also from out of town. Which takes it, Mekam Mashram, here it sounds like that the B'yem of the Shuk, on the day of the market, on the fear, on the market day, Ha'yimut Allah was L'bnei Adam, Ha'bam Mekaymis Sham, L'Shuk, L'Nachrim, the Asim Alma, that people come from other places, they're allowed to give those loans to the non-Jews, which it was definitely a especially in medieval times, the profits for the Jewish people, which they weren't allowed to own land and etc. So they're allowed to, because like that's the concept. But not for the people of the local populace. And specifically on the market, they will do a little bit, they go round and round, try to get people to take your hard money loans. No, that would not be appropriate. Next says Mata begin the words of Rava Lurabad Bar Abba, which says King Kurz or Bin Khananal. Veloy Grasin Bar Ahava, which another well-known Talmudic personality, because Da'isai Ha'yibimei Rebbe, that person was in the times of Rebbe, because the Amin Megadushin on Davayim Bezim Bez, Ha'yoyim Yoshab Rebbe Adabar Abba, B'cheker Shal Avram Avinu, that he was by the Bris, and on the day that Rebbe passed away, Al-Kapanim, so this seems to be Rebbe Adabar Abba. Like just not to begin with the words of Gemara, Pil Shabalak Fifa Mitzvah. He asked him regarding an elephant that swallowed a wicker basket. Now, Perek Bishmon, the Gemara Menachas, Dav Samach Tesem and Alf, Isa Lahach Bayev, this question is brought over there, the Hacha, that's over here. Masakos, the Gemara comes out of there, Lamai, what? Ila Miftel Tamasai, if it's to nullify its Tumah, Tanina, well, we learned that. Kalakalim Yerdel De Tumah, B'machshava, all vessels could contract Tumah with a thought process of Eno, Ila Mitumah, Labashina Maisa, and it cannot be released from its Tumah only with a change of action. But commenting, Gemara says, Leitzricha, now we needed the Bala Hutzen, where it swallowed palm fronds of Avdina Kafifa, and then you make a basket out of it. Question is, Eva Ekel, was it like digestive of Kikli Golem, and it's like animal dung, like dungware, a vessel made out of dung, Oiloy or not? Bahacha says, here also Bala Hutzen, but even really the question was asking from was, if he swallowed the palm fronds, and then you, after it comes out, they make the basket from that, and is that considered glom? Because if it's it was a full basket that he swallowed, why didn't he know the answer? It's a Mishnah. So obviously, it was the question that the Gemara asked over there. Now, because Rebbein Tam is difficult to Rebbein Tam, because if that's the case, why didn't he hold the market day from Habayezulayv Shdasim? I think Gemara doesn't answer it over there. So why should he know the answer? It should have at least brought the proofs. A person that knows that talk of learning should have at least brought the proofs and then rejected them. For the fact that he didn't say anything, he felt like he wasn't a Talmud Chacham. You know, to begin the words of the Gemara, no nishta. Each one was saying, "I am going to I'm getting the punishment. I'm the cause." Because kolechem, each one of them, was bemoaning shal yodem es ravada that was through him the ravada died. From the meaning Shabbos break Shabbos, the Gemara says when Shabbos tav kovim tazim beis kol mishach rabbein shal yodem. Anyone that his friend gets punished because of him, imach nisla yisabe mechatzas shal kadosh baruch, they don't bring him into the partition of a kadosh baruch. Like it says the pasuk in Mishlei Perek Yudzayin, gam onus latzadik loy toim, that a punishment that comes to a righteous person is not good. El rav, rather it's bad. Except not says the pasuk in Tilim Perek Hay leguchara. Says the Ri that no evil dwells with Hashem, and therefore each one was bemoaning his responsibility. To begin the words of Gemara, well, how'd the first guy go ahead? The first one, how do you have the first wall over there? Because as Tosef explains, so the Gemara assumes the benafel iri that it fell. Because the wording sounds like it says Misha Hoyu Kosher Samach Lekazer Rabbi. If someone had a wall near his friend, so he's saying don't make a new one unless you distant Dalaramas. So the question is, well, how do you make the first one within Dalaramas? The Gemara answers. Mashal Rebbeinu Rebbeinu answers Hacha Kama. No, it's habal lismach b'chulu. If you're coming to do it in the first place, masnitin hachi perusha. So how do you read the Mishnah? Misha gvul kaisle samach lekais chaver. It's not that he actually had a wall, but the boundary of his wall was near the friend's wall. So the initial wall you have to give a distance of dalaramas. Now, but Rabbi still asks, and he says, no, the kaisa katani. It says wall, but like gvul, not the boundary of the wall. And therefore, he doesn't like that. But then says, maybe you can say le Rabbi Kondra, but Rabbi Bereish Pirkan. He says the beginning of the parak on the Vizayna base. The Asalismach Kama. that you can't, even the first guy cannot go near, even though there's no one else on the other side of the boundary. Hey Chesamech, so how is he near? That according to the conclusion, Shari Rava Lakulu Lismaich, that right, Rava, who we're discussing here in the Gemara, permits you to do it at the boundary. Levad Mebar, except for a pit. However, then why doesn't the Gemara not ask from over here when it's still discussing it over there on the Vitres, the Avarisha, where this is an earlier Mishnah, Elam Mishnah Yerik, granted, asked from the case of the flax pool and the vegetables, Abaseva, which is a later Mishnah. Should have been asking from over here. Hashem says we can say is the leasa Rava lismaich. Rava did not make it forbidden to go to the boundary. El milsa only something the magufi asi hezik that from itself could cause potential damage, even though the other neighbor doesn't have his entity yet. Avalach over here hakaisel in a maziklum. The wall that the first neighbor made is not causing any damage at all ever. It's going to cause just the other neighbor to minimize the amount of space that people are going to walk to strengthen this wall. That's not considered a hezik, and therefore that was not a problem ever.